Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday, one and all. You've seen the back end of January. It was a long, old, cold month. Yeah. And here we are. Hello, Feb. How are you doing, Joe? You all right?
I'm very well. How are you?
Just trying to think, perk everyone up a little bit.
No, I like that.
The days are getting brighter. Yes. Things seem more optimistic.
Yes.
I'm drinking alcohol again.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Ethan James.
Oh, yeah. No, not possibly go wrong. Hello.
You okay,
good
Ethan?
Good to see you, sir.
Possibly gone wrong already in the corner there.
Yeah, I'm okay. My hair's a bit of a mess. The hairdryer exploded in my hands today and it died. It didn't live.
Wow. How did it explode in your hands?
It just went bang, and then all I could see was orange and smoke, and then I didn't wake up on the floor.
Hold on. Did you pass out?
No, I was trying to make a little bit of a, you know...
Lie.
So, yeah, passing out's not funny, Ethan.
What's this little standpoint you've got? This little political...
Don't joke about passing out.
You haven't got a line in the sand there. There's no line in the
sand. I've never passed out.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, isn't it?
What, have you... Really?
Yeah. And in Spain once, I climbed 355 steps.
Did you? At once? Or across the week?
At once. Not across the cheeky fuck. At once, it was a big walk. Never passed out. Ethan, your story about passing out.
I've never passed out ever before.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, sorry. Yeah.
Don't joke about that.
No, I would. There's lines.
Line in the sand there.
I remember when I was younger, I always did want to pass out because you get a bit of attention with that. Do you recall when you were at school, like primary school, you'd see the other kids who had the fabric on their arm and they've broken it and you could like draw in it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they got all the love and the attention. They could leave class earlier. They got protected. Fainting, I felt, had a bit of that as well.
Yeah. When was the last time you sniffed under a cast?
I'm not sure. What is the question? Sorry. Because that feels like a sort of almost old biblical quote.
Not like a cast of black people in a play.
You must under the cast of society.
Did you ever have a cast on or a bandage and you get to, and it's been there for fucking weeks and you ever sniffed it?
Oh, pure vinegar, innit?
But there's something all right about it. Right, should we get into Breaking Joes?
Would you ever scratch down there with a sort of herb breadstick and then...
No. Breaking Joes. Can I go first? Because I've got... my memory's not very good today.
Is it about your new busking career?
What do you mean, my new busking career?
Well, no, the jumper and the cap. You've got a sort of...
I've wearing a cap for weeks.
You look
like
kind of Edinburgh...
Don't you fucking start.
Edinburgh,
you look like you just like directed the Melania Trump documentary. Have you seen that guy?
No, I got to take it to the Epstein files. What are you talking about? This isn't...
But don't come at me for looking like a busker.
You look like a busker. It's good, it's more of your artistic side.
Would you give me some money?
Go on, cut to the wide.
I'd say you look more like a busker.
Busker. I really like the jumper.
It's scary.
Is that two jumpers?
No, it's just one.
And it's got like a...
Yeah, man, big time.
Where's it from?
Fold. It's a place called... No, I'm not telling you, actually.
I need to feel it.
Why? What do you mean standing up now? It is, it's quite nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you want me to send you the link? They've got some good stuff. Yeah. Got some good stuff.
And I want to look like a busker as well. Let's get that out there. I think it looks
great. Sorry for saying you look like that guy. I didn't know who it was. But
he did, because there's no way you would have ever have heard of him otherwise. You knew he was in the files, man.
He directed one of my favourite ever films. What does that say about me?
Trump doc?
No, Rush Hour.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And I think he directed an X-Men film.
Thrush Hour, more like.
Anyway, so can I tell you a few things about my week? Can I get that out of the way with?
Mm-hmm.
First thing...
Breaking Joes.
Breaking Joes! Breaking Joes. First thing, bash myself in the BBC toilets again.
Can we guess?
You'll never guess.
Was it too much noise coming from one port-a-loo in particular? The sloshing, the joshing, the noshing...
Have I told you about mine and Becky's trumping routine?
Again, is this back to the files or...?
No, but it's the same story.
Oh.
Have I told you, Ethan, this ring a bell? I'm worried about...
This doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, so... Politely, we don't often trump in front of each other. But I'm sure I've told you this, mate.
Are you a big farter?
No, she's a big burper.
Okay.
Different end
of spectrum.
But say we're in different rooms and, you know, doing different things. She might be working from home. I might be tidying up, whatever.
Yeah, again, both ends of the what's necessary.
Anyway, the house is a little
bit
quiet.
From home, I might be picking a scab.
The house
is both important.
The house is a little bit quiet, and we've got this routine of if one of us lets a little trump off.
Yes.
We wait a minute. And it's the beauty is the time you wait.
Mm.
What'd you say?
Oh, nice.
Bit of fun. And you know what? I love it. The pauses are going, because you do a little trump, you think you got away with it.
Yeah.
The pauses are getting longer and longer. 20 seconds in, I'm thinking, she's not heard it.
She's not heard it.
Then you hear, what'd you say?
That's love really it. Nice.
So
it's a lovely bit of sort of domestic banter, isn't it?
It's after the show on the radio. I'm in the BBC toilets. I'm in the urinals.
Oh. Not like you.
Not like me. I've done my business. Some guy goes in, does his business, does a funny trump.
Mm.
I give it a beat. I forget where I am. And I said, what'd you say?
Oh, no.
No.
My
Joe.
Head went.
No.
I was like, fuck. I'm confused.
Workplace bullying.
Post-show, it's like the adrenaline. You've had 18 cups of tea. You don't really know where you are.
Mm.
You've listened to, you know, Duran Duran again and again.
Duran Duran.
And I just thought, and I gave it a good beat as well.
Did you?
What'd you say? I fucking legged it.
And did they say anything?
No, they
know it's
so
you.
So embarrassed.
They obviously know it's you.
I hope
your
not.
Your voice.
There was no emails anyway.
Nothing hit the sort of high all.
No, nothing.
Imagine there was a high all just after that. High all.
High all.
Just so you know, bit of a...
I have IBS.
Harassment case in the bogs.
Harassment?
Well, it's borderline harassment, isn't it?
What's the line?
I was made to feel ashamed of my bowel.
I could say I'm on the phone. How do they know?
That's a good point. Someone was taking calls in the toilet.
Oh!
I think that's even worse. Someone seems to have set
someone's FaceTiming
in the toilet. Someone's hot-desking in the bogs. You've made two of the urinals. You sat in a urinal looking into the toilet with a little laptop on your desk.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that for the next 2 weeks now so people think that you're working in there so that the call story makes sense. Because otherwise, you're a menace.
I do have a favourite toilet at work.
Aren't they all like just like exactly the same?
Yeah, but I have a favourite cubicle.
Why?
It brings me luck.
No.
I've done the show now for a year and I promise you this, I'll look you in the eyes. For 365 days, or I suppose I've had weekends off, I have, at 5:45 in the morning, gone to sit on the same cubicle for 10 minutes pre-show.
I'm going to cry.
Just to prepare.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't want to be caught off guard halfway through an interview about the by-election in Gorton and Denton.
When you say to prepare, do you mean to poo?
Yeah, to poo.
Oh, I thought you meant just as like a sort of...
Not to prepare,
you can do
but
this
just to get it all out of my body.
Yeah,
whatever it might be.
Have you seen this new trend? It's the... I think it's the Chinese that came up with it. Why is that funny?
What a start to that sentence.
Sorry, yeah.
The Chinese. I'm sure there's over 1 billion people in China. The Chinese.
Yeah, so one of them probably came up with it, didn't they?
Go on, what is this trend?
Well, supposedly it emanates from the Chinese. And it's having, first thing in the morning, a mug of warm water. Have you seen people talk about this?
It's the Chinese hot water trend.
Vindicated, am I?
So, have you tried it?
No, I haven't. But I was wondering, is that what you've been on to?
Apparently it's good for you.
What is it?
But the last time I had Chinese, I'll tell you, you just drink hot water.
First thing in the morning, empty stomach, mug of warm water, hot water. Nothing in it, though.
But the last time I tried a Chinese water trend, they had me soaking...
You've been tortured in the 18th century, weren't you?
They had me soaking... This TikTok Chinese water trend had me soaking a full bulb of baby lettuce.
What?
Because once you take it out, apparently it helps you sleep if you drink it before you go to bed.
So you were drinking dirty lettuce water?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
I tried it for 3 nights on the bounce. It made zero difference.
Really?
That is generally a trend.
Were you
people
chopping
were
it
soaking,
first?
No. People were soaking like bulbs of lettuce, baby lettuce, ahead of it.
Yeah.
For 5-10 minutes. Taking it out, it looked all funky, and then just necking it.
But that's what you do to clean off the lettuce before you use it. That's to get the grubs out and the dirt and the stuff. You're not drinking. Why are you drinking that?
Apparently, it's got all the good magnesium out of it.
Really? You can just take a magnesium pill, man.
I do that now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I might not be producing well here. What is the drinking the hot water?
Oh, right. So, so this goes along with one of my biggest gripes in the world. The modern Twitter trend of vague posting. Do you know what this is?
No.
So when you go on Twitter, like 10% of all the tweets you see are just things like, so someone will say a tweet like saying, oh, I think that Henry Cavill's best film is Superman, right? Okay. And then someone will reply to that tweet with something like, who's going to tell him?
Oh.
Where we don't get told what they mean. We don't get told what they're on about. And then all the comments, people going, either agreeing without knowing or going, what do you mean? What do you mean? Or someone will tweet something like, oh, you're going to be so stunned when you find out or whatever. And they've got like 120,000 likes.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And they've got so many comments on them.
I know what you mean now.
Every single time I see one, mute that person, block that person.
Really?
Not doing it anymore. This thing where it's like, oh, what do you mean there? What do you mean by that? Who's going to tell him?
And how does this revert back to the Chinese water trend?
So the first handful of these Chinese water things I saw was vague posting things where people were like, honestly, let's just say it worked, like the Chinese water trend, or yeah, yes, I see why it works now. And you're like, why? What do you mean why it works? What happens? So basically, you're meant to just blow your ass and your brains out. I think it's meant to help do that first morning poo. Which is why I asked if that's what you'd been doing when you sat on the bog every morning.
No.
I think it's meant to make you do a poo first.
Did you ever do that garlic trend, Ethan?
I didn't get around to the garlic trend because I'd done a bit of research and it said people who have bowels that can sometimes be quite sensitive, it is not good for them. But I'm still willing to do it when I just get a few days off.
What a way to spend your holiday.
Spend four days shitting pure garlic. The garlic trend, is that the garlic and honey thing?
No, you just basically swallow whole garlic.
8 cloves of garlic every half an hour for 3 hours. That's 6 cloves of garlic, maybe for 4 hours. 6 or 8 cloves.
6 or 8 times? So you're having 40 cloves
just
of garlic?
One
at a time.
Bit of garlic.
So one clove of garlic,
later,
8 times.
Another one, half an hour, another one.
I was thinking, fucking hell, what's that going to do? No wonder you messes your stomach up. 60 cloves of garlic going in 2 hours. So the other one is hot water, cayenne pepper, lemon juice. People like that, don't they? That's meant to absolutely dazzle your entire lower half.
Fart. Yeah. I've seen people telling you should go on a fart walk post food. Do you remember? Have you seen that? He's like a Manc gut expert. Do you follow him?
Manc gut expert. Is he only work on the Manc gut?
No, he's a Manc guy who's a gut expert.
Oh, right.
He's good. Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of that. My weekend, boozed again. Man, it's fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just great crack.
What were you been?
Told you to meet Fletcher Moss in Disbury, Macclesfield for a few pints as well on the Friday.
You went to the Fletcher Moss Park?
No, there's a great pub called the Fletcher Moss. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's on the corner near the park.
Nowhere near that.
What?
Miles away from it.
Where's that one?
That is, what's your dog eating?
Oh,
it's little nibs.
Burton Road is Fletcher Moss.
No, nowhere near that. It's by the tram stop.
Oh, yeah.
Disbury tram stop.
Yeah.
Fletcher Moss. You've been?
I don't think I have been, no.
Oh, I could stay there all night, but me and Becky are into wrestling. What, Ethan?
Disbury Village, tremendous.
Oh, well, you're right about Disbury Village.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know, I said Burton Road.
Me and Becky were back into wrestling, so here
each
was the...
Each other or watching it on telly?
Watching it on telly. So here was the perfect night. Pub, pints, Saturday,
yeah.
8 o'clock, walk to Wang Wang, then chat...
Walk Who to said? Wang Wang? What? Walk to Wang Wang?
It's a Chinese in Edgeley I've been told a lot about.
Is that the whole name of it? Walk to Wang Wang?
No. We were going to have some beers then. Walk to Wang Wang. It's not called Walk to Wang Wang. I'm not going to tell you my order. That's boring.
No, I want to hear your order. I need to hear your order.
Right, so let me just tell you what happened. Drank so much beers. Me and Becky were talking about Royal Rumble all day. We couldn't believe it. It's the 30-man Royal Rumble, 30-man Women's Royal Rumble as well. We give each other numbers so we can follow wrestlers.
They are artists,
We got back. I've had my first round of Guinnesses. I've had 6 pints. I'm ready. I've got a full Chinese in front of me. Ate my Chinese. Royal Rumble starts. I fell asleep until 7 a.m. the next day.
Of course you fell asleep. you got 6 pints and a full Chinese in you.
I woke up.
That's basically the strongest sleeping pill on the planet.
I woke up like, what? Did you feed me lettuce water? Stunned. I was like, woke up at the start of the men's Royal Rumble. I was like, I'll stay awake from this. And do you know what the Royal Rumble is?
Yeah.
Like, every minute a new man comes out and like
this. And they have to throw him over the top rope to evict them.
Yes.
So was Becky asleep as well?
No, she loved every minute
of it. She stayed up and watched it?
Yeah. Roman Reigns won.
Did he?
Yeah. And then today I went to Rotherham. To meet possibly the greatest food artist of our generation.
I don't get what happened here. So let the viewers know, there's a video coming out for them about this, isn't there?
I have a friend.
Right.
The friend needed help during the day to film some content.
Okay.
At a butty shop in Rotherham.
Yes.
This butty shop has got 250,000 followers on TikTok. It's got 100,000 on Instagram, 100,000 on Facebook.
Jesus.
And all it does is make breakfast butties. But they're more than that, Joe.
Mm.
Now, who is free between the hours of 12 and 1 to go to Rotherham to eat breakfast sandwiches during a work day?
Not many.
This man. Finish at 11, love breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
The idea of going to Rotherham scares me.
Yeah.
The idea of going to Rotherham to eat breakfast sandwiches delights
me.
I'm back on board. So, this guy's a very strong sort of Rotherham accent. He's from your way, isn't he?
Yeah.
He says pork, and he has griddled back bacon.
You're doing a Geordie accent.
Really?
You don't get this right, so.
God, you say it then.
Well, I don't really, it's just a sort of Sheffield-y accent, isn't it, really? It's not like as distinct as a Barnsley accent.
Mm.
It takes me a second to lock in on the Sheffield accent these days.
So what my friend did is they did a video, sort of not mocking his accent, but saying, has anyone got this constantly in their head these days?
Yeah.
And she created her own breakfast sandwich by just sort of going and making some breakfast ingredients up. Anyway, it's taken off. Greggs have got on board. Sainsbury's have got on board. Loads of big brands have hopped on board. The video is on millions and millions of views. And there was a collaboration. He actually made the sandwich that she sort of made up by copying his accent.
Wow.
We went. We ate it.
How good was it?
First of all, fucking massive.
Was it?
So here's what's on it. 3 rashers of griddled back bacon.
Is that the flat one?
2 90% pork sausages, pork-like patties.
Oh,
they
yeah,
were fucking
stuff.
Unbelievable.
Good stuff.
3 pieces.
What's the 10%?
Herbs.
Nah, that's way too much. There's got to be a bit of bread content in there.
I don't know if 10% of herbs is. If you're making meatballs,
10%. My weight. Imagine a kilo of meat and 100 grams of fucking parsley.
Yeah, but that's just.
But
what about 10 grams of parsley, 10 grams of thingy, 10 grams of. What about you bake it up? It's not fucking mad.
Go for it.
3 Spam pieces fried.
I'm out.
Oh, God.
We're both out.
Can I tell you this? I think it made it.
Mm.
2 steak Canadians.
What's
don't
that?
Ask, don't ask. Don't ask.
What do you mean, don't ask? What steak Canadians?
Don't ask.
Why? Don't you know?
Couldn't tell you.
Right.
I think it's blended up beef bits.
Okay, cool. That sounds all right.
2 fried eggs.
Jesus.
He then gets a piece of fried bread and dunks it in like freshly chopped tomatoes. You know, like you get. So it's like a tomatoey bread inside the fucking thingy.
Yes, please.
And then he tops it off with cheesy hash browns, which is hash browns that he's fried.
How do you not get this in your mouth?
The video's on Patreon, so actually, by the time this is released, I will have put it out.
So go and check that out. So if you're a patron,
I reviewed it.
Check it out. And if you're not, sign up.
So I'm being serious. It's nice.
Of course it's nice. Was it amazing or no?
I gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Why not 9.5? What's missing? What wasn't quite right? Is it
was it too? Was it too much?
Was it too much? I think that's what we're asking. Brown sauce on there?
Get this. I didn't finish, and you're going to take the piss out of this. I didn't finish a quarter of it. That's how much it was.
There's like 1,000 calories
you
per quarter,
you know I'm a fucking,
fair.
I could absolutely
Why
name.
You didn't finish? What bread was it on?
Buttered barm cake.
Oh. Round?
Huh?
Like a round roll,
Yeah, like a round buttered barm cake.
They'd call it a, what do they call it? A sarnie.
It was fucking lovely. Like carb. So that's coming to Patreon.
Carb.
And that's everything I've been up to and more.
Really
done. Breaking Joe's out of here.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh!
Go on.
I've got the Super Bowl off on Sunday night.
Have you?
So I can eat wings and drink beer and then fall asleep probably before it starts.
So you watch it, are you off on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you
nice.
Doing something for it with Cousin Tony?
I'm going to my Cousin Tony's house, yeah. I've got a big weekend coming up. So my Breaking Joe's next week is going to be absolutely chock-a-blocker.
And how was moving house?
Moving house was a dream, as I said, stockpot removals.
Stop it, because we've got a fucking tiles person DMing us saying, do you want any tiles?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Adam Tiles.
That's not his name.
I think it is, isn't it, Ethan?
I don't know. I've not.
You
been
spoke a... to him.
He's not been asking about tiles, has he?
No, but he said if Joe needs any tiles, he's Adam Tiles. He's the guy.
What, were they named after his family?
Someone on our Instagram has spoke to Adam Tiles, right?
I haven't.
Well, I spoke to someone today called Adam about audio and getting that on the Patreon. I didn't speak to him about any tiles. So you must have clicked
this
on
guy,
that one.
Do you know if I've not got your back here, I could get you free tiles from Adam Tiles, right? Because this guy's just read the only thing he wants to read, Patreon audio.
What's that about, Ethan?
And you've not helped him out.
So there's an offer there from Adam Tiles. The let's be honest, the namesake of the tile itself. Yeah. This is the originator, and you don't want to pass it on to me.
My filtration is quite good there because I'm putting the patrons first.
Put me at least second. Okay.
So everything ran smoothly.
The move was fantastic. Genuinely, just put us in. So let me run you through the day. Wake up. Because I've had my hot water. That's me. That's me. My shit knocking on my sphincter.
What?
Toilet.
So you did the hot water thing?
No, I didn't. Removals are here. Not movals. That's not a word.
They're here.
Hello, movals here.
No.
They're here.
Removals are here.
They're here early.
9.
Oh, that's all right.
Between 9 and 9:30. We'll see you in the morning. Hello, Joe. He's called Joe.
Nice.
They go, you know what? We're going to get this sorted. Is there anything you want us to put in last? Anything you want to take with you? Okay, yeah, you go that, you go.
What's the deal about putting things in last?
As in, like, we might leave some of the cleaning products because we're going to do a whip round after you've gone. So leave that till...
Nice.
Yeah.
These guys are pros.
Oh, my God, are they pros? It's stop put removals. Link in the description.
No, there's not. There's no link.
If I say in Google.
You can never Google stop put removals.
Google's it. Stop put removals. So me and Lizzie go out. We go to a coffee store in the Stockport area. There, I have a coffee. Thank you. I have a little toasty.
Where'd you go?
I don't want to say, and you'll find out why.
Shy.
What? And I have a chicken bun.
A chicken bun?
Delicious. Okay, basically, like a little sort of pre-baked hot dog roll thing with a chicken sausage running through the middle of it. Fantastic.
Is it an Asian place, like a bao bun?
No, it's not a bao bun. It's sort of European.
A European bun? Wow.
I'd rather not go into it. Loved it. On the phone, the solicitor's ringing, everything sorted, handing over. Come get your keys. The estate agent's ringing. Drop your keys off. All the moving shite. That's all going smooth. Lovely. This is so great. Go back. Oh, we'll just be a few minutes. Okay, we could take a little walk around the reservoir. We'll
for the last there. Time?
For maybe the last time. We're going to still take Dusty there and stuff, but yeah, for the last time as living there. Then we're ringing up the internet, get that sorted, that's getting handed over, all that, you know. All
it's
that.
Tricky to ring up the internet, isn't it?
It is hard to ring up the internet.
There's no direct
numbers. We have to plug in all the... We're just zero.
Is that what happens?
Call, yeah. And then that's all sorted. They've taken it out. We clean out the sort of the extra stuff, do a little hoover up for the new people. Write them a card. Enjoy.
It's such a Joe and Lizzie thing.
Put a few cans in the fridge.
What a Joe! You're right.
What would
them
you
a
leave?
Card.
Skid marks and fucking pubes.
Write
in
them a fucking
card. What?
Listen
it's
to
nice.
Yourself. Listen to yourself. Write them a fucking card. What did they say on the card?
Hope you enjoy this house as much as Joe McGrath did.
I didn't invite you
for a barbecue, and you couldn't come.
Did you fuck? You never invite me for a barbecue.
I did.
No, you never.
Yes, I did.
You're lying, Joe.
Check the tapes.
You're lying.
When you come around to the new
house. How long were we in that house for?
Honestly, it varies. So, when are you coming to the new house?
Invite me.
Right, consider yourself invited.
But you're away.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to rescind that. No, you both invited all the time now.
What?
All the time.
Yeah. All the time?
Yeah, you can come around a lot. Because we like having people around now. Because before we didn't, it wasn't right, you know? But genuinely, I would like you to come around. Outside of, come down with me. This is real stuff. Especially, oh my God, once the summer comes round.
Good garden, yeah, you got a garden.
First name on the team sheet, boy. Garden?
Have you?
No, yeah, I do have a garden. So cool. Yeah, I got a bit confused there. So we get back, do a little tidy up, write them a card. Wish you all the best. Hope you enjoy this place as much as we did. A little slice of home that you'll take with you for the rest of your days.
Fucking hell.
No, it wasn't any of that stuff. It was just like, happy moving day, a few beers in the fridge. Don't touch the boiler, really. So, then, we leave, we go to the new place. Everything's just being moved in there. You obviously have to let them in and they move it all in. And it's a rotating cast of about 8 lads with a box in the you just go upstairs, middle room, because it's all listed, but sometimes you don't always want the place it came from isn't necessarily the same place that it's going. So, yeah, basement, oh yeah, please, yeah, thank you. Oh, we'll have to unscrew that, yeah, nice one. Get it down in the basement, washing machine, basement, whatever. Then they leave, and now it's the job of me and Lizzie to start unpacking.
Good.
The exciting stuff. Let's be honest, the boring stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Chicken bun wants a word, doesn't it? I start feeling a little bit groggy, Joe.
As in sick or...
Not sure yet. Do you know when you just get those initial pangs where you start going, I'm not right. I don't know what it is. I'm not right. And then the worst bit of this, I think this stage of not feeling quite right is the anxiety and stress of trying to decide if you're poorly or not.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You've not been sick. You've not done a diarrhea. You're not poorly. But you're kind of going, oh no, I think I'm getting ill here.
But the good news is you're not too far away from a toilet, surely.
Yeah. But that's not the best. That's... You know, yeah, that is
yeah,
a very
it's looking all good. Actually,
that's a minor reprieve on the illness scale, though, isn't it?
My head
I'm not in a desert.
My head went straight to you. Worst case scenario: 8 men are in your house,
yeah,
fiddling with your pipes, and you're washing, and you need a poo.
And I'm blowing my booty brains out all over the sideboard.
Your booty brains. Anyway, what happened?
So I've said to Lizzie, I'm just going to have a minute.
Yeah, yeah, good.
And she's unpacking everything, and I'm feeling very guilty now. So basically, from that point, it's downhill now.
What do you mean?
I'm in bed.
You're in bed?
I'm in bed. I'm not feeling good. I'm sweating. It's not right, Liz.
Really?
It's not right, Liz. Something's not right. I'm feeling a bit all over the place, a bit spacey.
And she thinks you're pulling a fast one?
I think at this point, she thinks I'm pulling a fast one. Because she's obviously unpacking everything and I'm laid down on my phone. So you can see why there may be some fingers being pointed at this stage because I'm on TikTok for 6 hours.
Oh, no.
And she's unpacked the whole downstairs of the house. So then I was like, I need to go to bed. I'm really sorry. I actually can't really
Is
do
Is your
anything.
Bed there?
So we've just got a mattress on the floor. The bed, they Stockport Removals actually rebuilt everything the other side. So they put the wardrobes back up. They put the bed back up. They put the sofa back together. That's not bad.
It's fucking good stuff.
How good's that? Genuinely, how good's that? So everything's up. So all we have to do is unpack. But what we said is we're going to get a new bed. So put the old bed in the spare room and put the mattress in our room for now. And then once we get our new stuff, we'll put the bed there.
Yeah.
So there's a mattress on the floor, which I'm on. Like it's sort of prison style.
It's quite nice though, isn't it? Something about being that low down.
Yeah, it is. I think the Japanese do a similar thing. They like a lower bed, straight on the floor.
I once watched Castaway where Tom Hanks, obviously he was sleeping on the floor, wasn't he, in the caves for a long time. And then when he gets back to civilization, he can't lie on the bed. So I remember once when I was a kid, I did a night on the floor to see if I was like Tom Hanks.
Were you?
No, I think in the middle of the night, I went back to the bed.
How many Tom Hanks films did you then try and become the character of?
Ah, that's funny, that isn't it? Isn't that nice? Isn't that a good laugh? I'm not Forrest Gump.
I think me and Joe are the more sophisticated palette.
Yeah.
But I went to another film.
Philadelphia.
What? I would have gone Save It Private Ryan.
Oh yeah, that's more like it. Yeah.
So are you poorly, poorly?
So I'm sick in the night.
You sick in the night?
I was sick in the night.
Mate, It takes a lot for adults to be sick.
I know. So I kept, it was like increasingly worse and worse indigestion. But luckily I'd not eaten from like 12 because I started feeling a bit poorly at about 2. Do you know what I mean? Before dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm just sicking up sort of green water.
Oh.
At 3 a.m. Because I thought, because I was a bit out of it, I kept thinking, if I just make it through to the morning, I won't be sick then, because
there's nothing worse than the lying in bed.
Yeah.
Playing that conundrum over and over and over again, is there?
Am I going to be sick?
Am I going to be sick? And should I get up and go try and be sick?
Yeah.
And you know what? You can be stuck in that little sort of rot for a while, can't you?
I was stuck for 5 hours. So from 10 p.m., I thought, do I try and go to sleep now or do I try and be sick? And I hate being sick, so I thought I'll just try and be sick.
I hate being sick.
Then I woke up a couple of times in the night and I thought, oh, it's getting light. We'll be all right. It's nearly morning. It wasn't getting light. It was the street light coming through the shutters. And at 3 a.m., all hell broke loose. It was like, I've got really bad indigestion. It's like here, so then I was sick.
Did you get this to the toilet in time?
I got to the toilet in time.
Did the removal guys, Stockport Removals, come around and clean it up if you didn't?
They carried me to the toilet. Tip, and then they tipped me, so my head's like that. Vomit, spin, tip, diarrhea. And they just helped, and then carry, back to bed, lie. So that was nice. So the next day was a write off again. Stayed in bed all day.
You didn't.
Didn't help out. Liz's mum and dad were around.
Still in bed? Did you go down to see them?
No, well, I came in to see them, and they were very much of the, we don't know if it's a bug or food poisoning, so don't come near us. So basically, from 3 o'clock when we moved in till 36 hours later, two mornings later, I didn't do a single bit of unpacking.
That's world class, that.
I was ill!
Yeah, that's good, that.
And you put it down to the chicken bun?
I don't know if it's the chicken bun. That's why I'm not naming names. I'm not pointing fingers. All I know is I was poorly. I vomited 14 hours after eating that.
That's food poisoning.
Bun. Feels like it might be food poisoning. So a day and a half written off. So by the time I came down, we'd moved in, baby.
Everything was sorted.
Done.
You've closed your eyes. You ate a chicken bun, close your eyes, and you've moved in.
Yeah. So, well, I closed my eyes and had 36 hours of hell.
They say that it's one of the most stressful things in the world, moving.
Yeah. Go to Stockport Removals and get mild food poisoning. I've absolutely smashed it.
So, have you said hello to the new neighbours?
Met one side straight away, leaning over the fence.
What?
Gardener. No, because we were bringing stuff in and out. Hello, you okay? Because you can see over the fence. Lovely. Lovely on both sides. Took our bins in for us. That's a touch of class.
In their own house?
No, they didn't steal them. Oh. Yeah, they took our bins in and sold them to someone else. They took them out, brought them in for us. Touch of class. That's a touch of class. That's community spirit. Nice. That's community spirit.
What's their story?
On that side?
Yeah.
Or the other side?
Just talk about this. That story.
Two couples both sides. One couple both sides.
Yeah.
One slightly older, one roughly our age, I'd say.
Nice.
But it was the older couple that took our bins in for us.
Oh, nice.
And they're lovely. And then we only saw the other one on the other couple last night. Because me and Jade had been to London. We did a video for Sports Bible.
Oh, you didn't.
Did.
Saw
that, baby.
Like, dislike kind of videos where you move the pint glass.
No, it wasn't one of them. It was
the pints.
Square on the floor, blue square, red square. Stand in this box if you'd rather Man City win the league. Stand in this box if you'd rather Arsenal win the league.
Okay.
Stand in this box. Here's one for you. Stand in this box if you'd rather your kids were Liverpool fans. Stand in this box if you'd rather wear a Liverpool kit for every day for the rest of your life.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what I
mean? Which one? I'd want other clothes.
You'd wear the clothes?
No, I'd like to wear other clothes and just the same.
Yeah,
I think you might be the kids.
Your kids are Liverpool fans?
Because even if they aren't, you can't go to a United game with a Liverpool kit on.
Put a jacket over it.
Okay.
Or your wedding.
Do you get a new kit every year?
I don't care. Why do you want the latest one?
I don't want
to be rocking an old Liverpool kit.
No, you don't want to be rocking an old Liverpool
kit. I pick wear the Liverpool kit. I just cover it up. That sort of thing. Yeah. So then I came back and met the new neighbours. But they're lovely as well.
Good.
Giving us little tips. Why does it smell a little bit like gas in the front garden? Still getting to the bottom of that one.
Are you settled then?
Not quite, because it's still weird getting a new train station. Have you been to Devonport train station before?
Very small, isn't it?
Yeah, have you ever got on a train there?
Nope.
The, for some reason, all the trains arrive and they're that far off the platform.
But wasn't it back in the day people loved big steps? People loved the challenge of it.
No, they
or
didn't.
Maybe the trains were lowered down a little bit.
People loved big steps back in the day, didn't they? Yeah, everyone
People were
that.
Amused by a lot of things back in the day.
Yeah, they were.
Not much was entertaining. We've just got the world on our fingertips now.
I know.
Big steps would have been huge.
Yeah, that'd have been a talking point. That would have been something that would take up a whole year of someone's life navigating and talking about the big step.
How often is a train from Davenport to town?
Every 30 minutes.
Oof.
So I've got to be a little bit precise.
Yeah.
But that's where we live now, baby.
That's where you live.
Love
Congratulations.
It. Love it. Really nice. So really? We've still got to sort the basement out, not turn that back into the mega zone yet, because there's a lot of stuff down there. But we've got a loft now. That was good. Yeah.
What are you going to do in there?
Storage. It's got a little bit, what's it called? The wood board on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's got the wood board so we can put stuff down.
Plenty of room.
Plenty
of room.
Are you
planning on having a little mini Joe soon?
At some point. Don't know when. But yeah.
When?
I don't know. I've just said it at some point. I don't know when.
He's sooner, isn't he? He's sooner, isn't he? He's sooner, isn't he? I've asked you. It's sooner, isn't it?
I've asked you
now.
It'll be the end of the podcast.
What do you say?
It'll be the end of the podcast.
It will be.
A shot of me and Lizzie giving birth. Are you planning on having a little Joe soon?
I'd figure out when you're doing it so mine could be older. It's going to beat you up.
You want to beat up a little bully boy, do you?
No.
What have you been up to, Ethan?
Oh, before we get into that, can we play a little bit of the Patreon podcast we've recorded?
Yeah.
It's great fun. And we have ate a healthy fast food. Food? Is that right? Yeah. And I think people, out of all the fast food choices, will prefer the one I designed.
Really?
Simple. People think I'm a bit of a wacky guy.
No, they don't.
Simple.
Very straightforward.
If you want to come on Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Here is a little snippet from the podcast that came out this week. You are presented your burger now in a lettuce wrap, which Joe is showing.
Should you so choose. So this is what you get. It's literally a ball of lettuce.
That's wild.
It is wild.
It's absolutely
a complete clamshell design.
It's absolutely nuts, that.
Entirely encapsulated as though, basically, it's like something, it looks like proper
Is there
packaging.
Too much lettuce? You've got two big sheets of lettuce.
What are you worried that they're going to be too many calories? You sit down, you wait for your order. Order number 16. Okay, you go up. Come
it's
down,
busy,
sit down.
Tonight, isn't it? You know, just opened.
So, yeah, you know, they've gone round. They got to 100 and they started again.
Fuck it out.
Yeah. Order 16, sit it down. Dad. There you go. Because it all comes in foil. At this point, no one's the wiser. All of a sudden, you unfold that and you bring out the alien spacecraft made out of lettuce. What do your family do?
Instantly, there is anger. That my dad... I think there's more anger than my dad's... There's going to be two levels of anger here. The first bit of anger is...
Two levels of anger?
Well, all right. There's still waves of anger. Anger wave one is that they've got the wrong order. Vegetarian shit.
He just grabs that straight up. He's out of your hands before
this?
You can speak, and he's up at the counter, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
And anger two, when he realises, no, Dad, I did just order lettuce wrap, is he's angry with me.
What does he say, do you think?
He says, I'm glad you didn't get the lettuce wrap hot dog.
Yeah.
Because that would have looked extra funky.
That would have looked crazy, wouldn't it?
Is that an option, by the way?
I don't know if it
lettuce
is.
Lettuce in the hot dog
lettuce
shape.
Lettuce in the vortex. So then what happens?
Are you two-handed in that hot dog?
Well, if it's got lettuce on it, yeah.
Christ.
Or you can push it through and just have the hot dog experience. Right, Ethan, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I had a bit of a curry mad curry weekend.
Curry mad
two curries
curry
in
weekend?
Mm. Well, that's... Quite clever how I did that, because that's exactly what happened on the Friday. Toby wanted to go to Rudy's. There was no vacancy. Oh, we'll go over the road, have a curry.
Oh, where are we?
Yeah, where
are we? Where are we in the world? This is a good game.
This is called Moon's Restaurant in Withington. Have you been?
Moon's? Moon's Restaurant? No,
it's
never
next
been.
To that... pub, you said it's got the best Fosters in the world.
You You say some shit.
No, but we're both there to try it, weren't we, Ethan?
Fosters in the world.
And let's be frank, it was a good Fosters.
It was a good Fosters.
Right, so I don't know if anyone else wants a good beat. But yeah, Moons.
No one's trying that. The best Foster. It's literally the most standard of things in the world. Honestly, it's got the best Warburtons in the world.
Somewhere has to have the best Fosters.
Yeah, but no, they don't. There's like a million pubs that all serve the exact same Foster.
But isn't it mad that someone has to have the best?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, you're just like saying, oh, they do the best dairy milk in the country. They're all exactly the same.
No.
Honestly, it's they do the best semi-skimmed it's in like the world.
Don't lie, there's different semi-skimmed. Semi-skimmed.
Barely.
It's like someone in the world today has had the most Wheaties. Someone in the world today, he's eaten the most Poppadoms.
Yes.
Someone in the world today has probably wanked too much.
Yeah. Too much or the most?
The most.
Have you worked too much today?
No, I'm not top 10. No. But you know what I mean?
I do get what you mean, but I think
so somewhere in the world can have the best Fosters.
Metrics. That's like saying you had the best seconds. It's just some things are just standardised. I don't think what would make one Fosters better than another?
The port, it's like Guinness, the port.
Yeah, but
the air bubbles, the quality.
But I think there is enough pubs that are using the same brand of gas, the same temperature fridge, and the single uniform pour on a Foster's, that I think the chances of that being detectable are much lower.
Let's go. That feels like
I'd love to try it.
Feels like
blow
a
me away with your
feels
Foster's.
Feels like a patron.
I'm going to walk in there and say, blow me down with your Foster.
Is Moon's a new restaurant?
No, it's been there a while. What is that pub called?
Many moons ago.
It's not the Vic. It's the small one with the green tiling out of it. Quite Victorian
Vic,
style.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'll find it.
Yeah, it's all right. Anyway, so went to Moon's and it was packed out with lots of young people there, but they've managed to find us a lovely spot next to the door. So
one of the most appealing places, second only to the Bogs, I find.
Yeah.
In terms of
The Albert.
To be fair, I'd rather sit near the Bogs than the door. Yeah. I'd rather bask in the smell of my own poo than be cold. And I've said that for many minutes. That's why I don't open the window in the bathroom. Carry on, Ethan.
Anyway, so yeah, we're perched. And they knew it wasn't ideal because the amount of times they made a reference to it saying, was it okay? Toby was more than happy with it, so I just kind of went along with it.
Does she run hot?
No, she runs cold. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah. She runs cold, but she was fine.
Was it going to change? Was it that cold that it was going to change the temperature of curry you were going to go for? Or should I say the spicy levels
that's
of
a good,
curry?
That's a great question.
I didn't bear that in mind. What I thought about was I'd go for the Rogue and Josh because we were planning on for a few beers afterwards, and anything a little bit more oily than that could spell an early night.
Yeah.
The Rogue and Josh allows you to get away with that, I feel.
When we're talking curries, Ethan, if you're at an Indian restaurant,
yeah,
are you, because let me lay out the standard sort of sections of a typical Indian restaurant, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll have starters and sundries, okay? Mm. You're talking, you know, your poppadoms, your light bites, etc. Then you'll have often vegetarian starters, meat starters.
Do you know what I don't like on some menus where it says veg, non-veg? Mm. It confuses me.
Non-veg is a little bit. Up. So then you'll have stuff like your platters, your meat, sizzling meat platters, etc. for a starter. Then you'll have traditional curries section. Then you'll have chef's specials.
Yes.
Then you'll have maybe sides, then you'll have drinks, whatever.
You've nailed this.
Yes. Are you a typical... Because the Rogue and Josh is firmly in the traditional curries section.
Mm.
Are you always dining from there? I'm talking, you know, everything from your kormas up to your vindaloos, your Rogue and Josh's, your boonas, your tikka masalas.
Some places make it like a table. So they've
got
like... They have them down the side like that.
Yeah.
And above they have chicken, prawns, lamb. So you've got like... It's like a table.
It's like a chart. So are you dining in that? Or are you dining in the chef specials where you'll get something maybe named after the restaurant? You might get something that's called like a railway curry. You might get something that's named after maybe a family member or something like this.
This is fascinating you actually asked us, Joe, because when I talked about a curry-filled weekend or a double curry weekend,
yeah.
on the Friday with the Indian, I thought traditionalist. With the Nepalese curry we went for.
We're taking a little trip west.
Come on!
I went for chef recommended.
Now we're talking.
Love it.
Now we're talking. We're up in the Himalayas. We're up. A little bit of altitude.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, a little bit of altitude sickness, maybe. Maybe you don't know what you're ordering at this stage.
Did the Rogue and Josh play its part on the Friday? Were you able to still go out in boots?
So, Moon stuns me, and I've got a bit of theory about Moon.
Who
so
are
I
you,
don't wanna...
Neil Armstrong?
I don't want to go into it.
First words.
Moon stuns me.
It's hardly one step for mankind, isn't it? Ethan James is now stepping off the aircraft launcher.
Moon stuns me. Oh, fucking trip. I've smashed my helmet.
Dead.
That would be
a different Buzzard
video.
Is walking on your corpse to get out.
Let me air dryer this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So, with what the fuck was I saying?
Moon stun you.
Moon stuns me. Because, so... When I went to the restaurant, and I've ordered from Moon's before, so on this occasion I went to the restaurant, it's unbelievably cheap. It's such good value for money. I got four lamb chops as a starter, which I think was £6.
Wow.
Four for six.
You can hardly get that in the supermarket at that
price.
Four
for six is great value.
That's unbelievable.
And it'd be nice.
That's double digits almost everywhere.
It's good. And then I got the curry, which was £8.50. And then I got the rice, which was £2.20.
Oh, that's £4.50, yeah.
And then I got the bread, the naan bread, which I think was like £3.
What? So you've got lamb chops, curry and all the bits for under £20?
Yeah.
We should just go for it. Should we just go to Wimmington?
Or about £20.
Have a Foster's, then go and have some lamb chops.
Well, yes, please. Let's do that today.
Great.
And the theory with Moons, and I don't want to... tap into it too much, so I'm going to withdraw from going the full way of this theory. Cause
oh God, I don't know what he's going to say here.
So
human flesh.
I've ordered from a restaurant called the Mumbai Express on the app called Didsbury and Withington Eats. On this app, Mumbai Express is always 40% off. Okay. So, and it always comes in Moon packaging. I think something's going on here, but I
do not just think that they're the back end of the kitchen. They've called. See, there's a certain thing where if you can create two, if your business earns over a certain amount, I might be talking rubbish. I don't know it that well, but if your business owns over a certain amount of money, then you have to pay tax on it. Or extra tax on it.
Yeah.
If you are in one property,
£100 a year.
If you are in one property and you split up the two parts of the restaurant to a delivery and a restaurant service, and you both make just below the amount where you actually pay tax on, it's legal. I know someone who, this is one of my dandy's mates, but he broke up his gym into workout sections and they were individual parts of the business. He got told off after
it's
that.
Tax evasion at best.
Cardio, that was a business. Fucking weightlifting. The water fountain had its own little business. Mad. All trying to... It's one of those things where it, like...
Yeah, I get it.
People do it to sort of...
Well, I tell you what, there's another one around the corner here that I go to that's called three different things online. Same thing. But one of them bought... Theirs is slightly different.
What? Where?
And that's Sizzlers, but it's not always called Sizzlers.
You go to Sizzlers?
I go to Sizzlers.
Do you know across from the castle?
It's near Badabing. It's like two doors down from Badabing.
What are you doing at the
they
Sizzlers
They do a very
job.
Good reduced price, half peri chips, and I get the lamb chops. And I do get that. But
you go to the Sizzlers.
They advertise on Just Eat is under three different names. One of them is a peri peri chicken place.
Yeah.
They specialise in that. One of them's like his typical kebab place. And then the other one's a burger place. But it's obviously all three the same people. Yeah. So they do the same thing.
Yeah. So what's your conspiracy, by the way?
Well, I didn't want to go the full way. Anyway, speaking of laundry, I've sent...
No. Can we talk about the second night of the curry?
Yes. Oh, of course. Sorry.
What did you get?
So on the Sunday, I went out with my mate Wob.
Never met him.
Don't know who he is.
Who?
Exactly, yeah.
You never brought him up.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, went to the pub together to watch City Tottenham. And it was meant to just be watching the game, have a couple of beers.
Oh, classic.
And then I suggested that I might be hungry. And the opportunity for another curry came alive. And I snatched it with two hands. I'm craving the... I said this because last year we didn't do it enough. I believe the pub is a source of happiness.
100%. I've been miserable in Jan.
Yeah. This is what I mean.
And the happiest I've been all year.
Yeah.
So my kind of ambition this year is to try and get my friends back to the pub more. And we have. I think it's not been loads, but I think we've been like to the pub 4 or 5 times this month, which is good. We're getting back to it kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
It's the 3rd of Feb. That's worrying.
Sorry. I was referring to January.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. So we've been hitting it off a bit. Anyway, I had about 5 or 6 lovely pints on this Sunday night.
Come on.
Which is a bit risky business. But
did you not go watch United as well before it? Just City, Tottenham?
Well, I decided to walk to the pub and I missed the last 6 minutes, which were pretty good six minutes.
Quite crucial.
Yeah. So, and I've... Oh, Joe, I listened to you a few weeks ago when you were talking about your links to watching sport, and I've took a similar path, the exact same path, and I'm having a great time.
Good, isn't it?
It's good.
Yeah.
I feel brilliant.
Web links.
Hot rod. Let's just say that.
What's going on?
Pepper Army style. We're watching sport through a Pepper Army at this point. Care anything.
What the fuck just happened there?
People get it.
So all I've got to report is I got a bit drunk, got a bit loud, went to the railway.
Oh, the railway.
What did you have? Talk us to
Wait,
the
no, 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 back to the railway. Is this before? Is this the railway? Is this the railway?
Sorry, railway was
Burton Road.
Yes.
Right, Curry, sorry, Curry before.
They've had a multi-million pounds. I'm just going to say, takeover.
I can't say. They surely haven't had a multi-million pound. It's one of the smallest pubs in the road.
I know, £2 million is what they're
saying. Ethan, you're making that up.
No, I'm not.
The railway's the size of this room.
Yeah, it is.
Where are they going to spend £2 million on?
It doesn't look like they've spent £2 million on it.
Well, they haven't then, have they? Well,
you're lying.
That's just what I've heard.
Maybe that's what they're telling the taxman.
That pub would... It's not got enough room. I don't think it'd make £2 million in... 10 years, that poozer.
Where is it?
Burton Road.
Opposite
the Metropolitan. So did you watch the football in there?
No, sorry. It's all a bit jumbled now. I went to the Elk, which is all right.
Is it?
Sports
I've never
pub.
Been.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be fair. It's good for the sport.
Oh, it's a good looking pub, that, the railway.
Oh, it's fucking nice. Wow. So Joey Holtz, though, so they've got their own...
The outside looks great.
It's the Joseph Holtz, isn't it? So there's no Guinness or anything like that, or lager. They've got Diamond on and...
It's good Joseph Holtz beer.
This pub. I can't see from there.
It is.
Anyway, did you go to the Great Kathmandu over the road?
Yes.
Is it good?
It is nice, isn't it?
It's very good.
It's very good.
So what did you have? Who's with you? Is this you and Wob?
Trish finished his VAR duties and decided to come and join us. And what I did have, I can't fully remember, but it was a lamb dish inspired by the chef.
Oh yes,
and it was
inspired by the chef.
Having a curry and a beer, no much better feeling, really, isn't
it? No, it's the best thing in the world.
So I'm happy I doubled it up.
It's the best thing in the world. I 2 curry a week. I need a curry now. I'm really struggling with curries at the moment.
What?
Because it's too often I'm buying them and they're not good enough. I keep getting curries and the sauce, it doesn't really have much flavour. There's too much hard veg in there. And they don't taste like the meat was cooked in the sauce.
Yeah.
It tastes like probably the meat was put in.
Yeah,
but do you know that one that we kept ordering to here that just tasted like the whole thing was just lamb?
Oh,
so much fat on top. I want that every time. And I keep having curries where I'm going, fingers crossed it'll be all right. Not enough flavour. Doesn't have that salty fattiness that I'm looking for. I'm on the hunt for a new curry place.
Really?
Yeah. I'll find it one day.
I've got one that you probably could deliver to you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you. What's this picture you've sent me?
Oh, this is just a quick segment. Anyway, the other day, after Christmas this was, and I forgot to do it because I was poorly, and I remembered I had this little segment sorted. Do you remember once I said we had a conversation about how many boxes and socks do you have? I think Drew Smith said he's got like 7.
Yeah, I've
updated that. I'm up to about 20 now.
All right, yeah. Well, I put all my socks and boxes on the bed after Christmas, after I was gifted more, and I've counted every single one of them.
Unbelievable.
So I've put a picture in there. So me and two of them went through the whole lot, and then she very kindly helped piece together the socks and things like that. Anyway, would you like to have a guess of first? Well, it's your choice. Do you want to guess socks or boxes?
Socks. So this is all the socks.
What are these? So you've got a few still in the wrappings.
Yes.
I'm looking at some cotton socks here. I'm looking at a Lacoste pair. Left, we've got a sort of LGBTQ pair of boxers that say Fister on them.
Hollister.
Hollister. No, it does look like it says Fister. Blister. Like they said, this knob's going to give you a blister.
Sorry, I didn't zoom in enough. All I saw was
Fister's going to come
from? I just saw I-S-T-E-R and this flag.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Hollister, is
Fister.
It?
Fister. That's disgusting.
Sorry, I've seen half the word.
Fister, they're a great band. What do you want us to do? Guess how many boxes first?
Well, you said socks, but you can do what you want.
So we're doing pairs or we're doing singulars?
I'm doing singular for
singulars.
Socks.
Why are they called a pair of boxes?
Two legs.
Singular socks? This has been a crazy last 15 minutes.
You had to count them. It's just like, do you know when you've got
you
the
did count them, didn't you?
Well, I counted them. But
I'm going to say you've got 60 individual socks.
60.
I'm going to say 50 individuals.
Okay. The answer is 119 individual socks.
He's got fucking 60 pairs of socks. Sorry, 59 and a half pairs of socks. Yeah,
so let's go. Right, well, I'm going to go mad on this. I'm going to go 80 pairs of boxes.
No, there's less.
Because I think he's hiding some. You're telling me that there is you're telling me that there's 120, Joe, in the image we're seeing. He's lying to us.
Socks are a lot smaller.
180 pairs of boxes.
80, 79.
No.
Oh, you've both gone over. It's 36 pairs of boxes. So overall, what's that? Like 150 items, 148 items.
Covering his tootsies and his buttsies.
Wow.
That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, did you have a big clear out then? Have you got rid of some?
Yeah, I did a big clear out. How much did I get them down by? I think I got about 30 overall individuals gone, which isn't massive, but like, you know, ones that are a bit ripped or a bit tight. It was time to move on. Socks that are dirty. It's just like...
119 socks is a lot, isn't it?
So many socks.
Yeah. But like every I don't know when to throw away the socks, because like every Christmas I get a new batch, and this has just been going on and on and on, so I don't know when to, because like my dad will get some, my gran will get some, my mum will get some. It's like, oh, I've just tripled my collection of socks and underwear, man. Yeah, there you go.
Bring them in, we'll do a little Ethan wholesale,
we'll
mate.
Do a little, yeah, bring and buy type thing. We'll bring like a sort of trade,
sip and swap, which is all the rage now.
What's that?
Go to a night out, and it's a sip and swap night. You bring an item of clothing or a couple of items of clothing, you have a sip, and maybe someone swaps with you.
I like that.
It's a nice idea, isn't it?
You should do that.
No. Right, everyone, thank you very much for watching the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast for more content. We've got a Patreon exclusive podcast, and I've been to Rotherham to eat a breakfast butty.
So there's two extra things coming this week.
Yes, and we're cracking on with other stuff as well.
Dublin update. Oh, we've got an editor who's done the first bit of it, and then we get a crack on with the rest.
Yeah. We flew into Dublin, but it's very much a centre of Ireland update.
Sorry.
Yeah. Progress, that's good stuff.
Awfully update.
Wonderful.
Ready for it.
Right,
Joe. Love you, bye.
Love you very much. Thanks, everyone. Well done. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, no, we'll see you again.